where we got a lot of words but not a lot of wisdom, that we got a lot of words but not a lot of manifestation because of the context. And it's simple. Let me teach you something. We're coming to the end of the class, so you know we got about maybe one more class, I think. And this book, it's a wonderful book, living by the book. It changed my life on how I study and how I see the Word of God. But you don't end there. You don't end with the book. I think the book is, the book really showed me how to change perspective on how I approach the Word of God. Especially the part like reading it like a love letter. Remember that part in the book? I know you might not have ever read that part in the book. But it says read it like a love letter, right? Read it like a love letter that it is. We never learned this in Sunday school. Or we didn't learn this in whatever your young Bible training was. We didn't learn that the Bible wasn't a rule book. You learned it as a rule book first, didn't you? Huh? Amen. We learned it as do's and don'ts. We learn about sin before we learn about Jesus. Right? We learn what to do and what not to do before we learn who to be and who not to be. And so one of the things that we didn't learn is that the Bible is not a book full of rules for you to follow. Are there things for you to follow? Yes. Are there things that you can do in the book and follow the commandments of the book that are profitable to life? Yes. Amen. But it's not a book full of rule books. It's actually a piece, a large, wonderful piece of literature, if you pay attention to it. When Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That's so poetic how he was saying those things in Romans 8. Now there's therefore now no condemnation anymore in Christ Jesus, who walketh after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from the law, saying that what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his Son in the same flesh. And for sin in the flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Like the way that Paul is saying these things is very poetic, but we miss it sometimes. We miss the literature. And so if you take this as, I was talking about this in the last day, we take this as a manual, right? And it's just as a rule book, we miss the personality of what's being said. Everybody say context. Now see, that's even context. That's even context in your mind right now. To approach the Bible as the literature, like this, like actual people wrote this. People just like me and you. People that bleed, and people that breathe and have skin and all that, they're just like us. Wrote this. If we take it as a rule book, then what's the last thing you built? A desk? What's the last thing you put together? What's the last thing you bought that you need to figure out how to work? Anything, that's the last thing, right? You weren't looking for who the author that was, the author how to use this toaster. You ain't worried about that, you just want toast. You weren't thinking about the author of this desk. You know the desk come from whatever company. You weren't thinking about who the man that put this together, right? Because it's just a rule book. It's just to put that together. It's just to put that particular thing together. And I think context, too, is that's how we've been taking the Word of God. So we've been biblically selective just to put that thing together. And we take no regard to the author. We've been biblically selective just to get our finances together. So we take those scriptures. You don't realize those other scriptures that are in context really validate those scriptures. And then you don't take in context who's the person that's saying this. Right? Because many times in church, and we've learned this, we live in an economic society. We live in a free enterprise society. We learn about selling goods and services. We learn that. We learn buying and selling. We learn it. So we live that way so much that we begin to do that with everything that we come in contact with. It becomes a buy and sell. It becomes a risk and reward type thing. And it never becomes a being. It never becomes a continuous flow of being. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So now we come to God with certain things. So now we pick certain scriptures and we read the word and I know the scripture. I told y'all last week, 1 Peter 2 and 24 is my scripture when my stomach started hurting. Or anything started hurting for that matter. I had a scripture for every subject. If I got scared a little bit at night, and God's not giving me the spirit. I had the scriptures, right? But where's the being? And if I don't have the context, I don't have the, like who's saying this? Who really told me this? Are you understanding? And so now if you take it as a manual, then you're trying to build that one thing, and that's not what it was built for. It's not the Word of God, and I'm saying it like that for a reason, but the Word of God, it's context. Everybody say context. See, the Word of God was not just built for different little spotty things in your life. It's not a fire extinguisher. The word of God is not there to put out fires. It's really there to set you on fire. I'll show you the fire that you are. Right? This is what I'm trying to tell you. But we use it. So when something come up, we get to quoting. Y'all know we quote them. And we start throwing them at the wall. Like spitball, we just throwing them. Like we just throwing them and hoping they stick. Right? It wasn't built for that. It was built to make you a being. See the difference. Here's the difference. I'm gonna show you the difference. It's context. When you see the word as a person versus seeing the word as a thing or as a manual or as instructions, the context changes you from being somebody that's trying to accomplish to being accomplished. Like you're already finished. Y'all didn't hear me? No, you're already done. So it takes you from a place said to where you're walking and a problem come up and now you're trying to fix the problem. No, but you are the answer. So it doesn't matter where you stand. Jesus is in the bottom of that ship and the waves and the wind came. They all got afraid. They woke him up. He said, stop. Calm down. Because it didn't matter where he was. People got so excited about Jesus walking on the water, but it's really just saying, I do whatever I want, wherever I want to, when I want to, because I'm the being. Everything is subject to me. But y'all get what I'm saying? So now we're reversing. We're flipping. Everybody say flipping. Come on, see the context. Context makes me, my perception makes me flip. Because sometimes we've been backwards. We've been backwards and we've been doing things a certain way and we've been flipped. And so we've been driving on the interstate in reverse. That's why half the time we can't see when we're running into stuff. Half the time we don't know where we're going. It's very hard to drive. Even when you're driving in reverse, even though I know you put your hand on there, you look back like that when you're trying to do like that, but that's still kind of difficult sometimes, right? Your neck wasn't meant to do that. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? But now we've been living in backwards strictly because of the context. Because of our concept with the text. Right? And we've got to change that. We've got to go from a manual, this is what I'm trying to say, to the man. You get it? You know who the man I'm talking about, right? Yeah, you go from the manual to the man. And now wherever you set foot at, that's what victory is. You become living and walking victory. You're living and walking finances. You're living and walking health. You're not waiting for something to come. You are it. Those things that show up are just a manifestation of who you are. Context. Everybody say context. Context. Come on, say it again. Context. Context. Jesus Christ, we said this last week, is the ultimate context of John 5:39, and it shows us. He says, search the scriptures. Search them. Do it. Search them. For in them you think you have eternal life. Cool. And they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Right here is ultimate context for all your scriptures. Search them. Look at them. Read them. Study them. Memorize them. All that's cool. But just remember who you studying and who you memorizing. Actually, when you're memorizing these scriptures, you remember who you are. Have you ever thought about it that way before? Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Do you have any scriptures memorized in your mind? Come on. Y'all don't answer me now because y'all think I'm going to tell you to say it, huh? Because we did it last week. Do you have any scriptures? Well, I ain't going to quote it right now. Y'all better be happy because I ain't doing this year. I had a class. Well, I was giving out grades for remembering the scripture. I gave it at the beginning of the semester. I said, y'all quote it. This is going to be your exam. Still had something that was flunking. But I gave it to him. The scripture didn't change. The word of God is the same, right? Right? But have you ever, you got a scripture? Give me one that you memorized. Right quick, man, give me a simple one. I can do all things in Christ. Look, it's simple. Yeah, I can do all things. Don't go all deep. And the Spirit of the Lord then told me yesterday that, no, stop. Go to the simple one, you know. Go to the sharp one. Go to the one that's only seven words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do all things through Christ who, all y'all know that when I say it. Say it together. Ready, go. Now, I can hear everybody say it. I can do all things through Christ's strength. All right, right there. Now, watch that. Now, watch that. It's memorized. But do you remember who you are? I, who can do all things? And now Paul's talking. So it wasn't you talking. It was Paul talking. But Paul was telling you, ain't nothing that I can do that you can't do. So if I can do, then you got a right to say, and what you going to say? Say the scripture that you memorized. Go. Say it again. Okay, who can do it? Who you can what? Do what? How many? What's all things? Everything. Oh, whoa, context. Whoa, somebody lying. Whoa, let's break down. They were living by the book right now. Somebody's lying. Okay. Say it again. Come on, say it. Y'all want to say it now. Say it again. Say it. I, who is I? Me. I, say your name. Yeah, say your name. I. Come on, say it. I. What's the next part? You can do. What that mean, you can do it? Like, it's, yeah, that's it. You can do what? All things. Somebody lying. Can you do all things? Come on now. And now I'm going to take you to some being. Huh? Because if you don't leave that part out, then you out to all kind of stuff. I can do all things. Strengthen me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in trouble. Context is important. But let's say it again. Let's slow it down. Who are we talking about now? You. Can do how many things? All things. What's the requirement? Huh? Which does what? So eyes at the beginning and me at the end. So it's talking about. Okay, but then you memorize that scripture, right? But did you ever let it tell you who you were? Or were you so busy trying to do things through Christ that you didn't realize that through Christ is through you? Come on, tell me the truth. We ain't never sat down and let the scripture say, I remember me. I memorized the scripture, but I ain't memorized it as me. Context, come on. I remember the scripture. 1 John 4 and 4, anybody? Come on. You have overcome the little children. Come on. Oh, okay. Great, come on. Great, we just know that part. We think it start like that. Don't start that way. We think it start. Great is he that is, but that's cool. We'll go there. Now, what does it say? Greater what? Greater what? Go turn it. Y'all turn that real quick. Y'all turn that. Go 1 John 4 and 4. We're going. 1 John 4 and 4. Yes, sir. Yep.
Your explanation. Of God. What does he mean by come to me?
Come to me.
Let me say this. I understand we should, he's the ultimate person for all decisions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't fully understand. You would not come to me.
Got it. All right. I'm gonna say it in a certain way. All right. Now don't throw the scripture on me and tell me. Don't be adding a word or taking away from the word, you know, right? But I'm going to say it a certain way for translation's sake, all right? You won't become me. You get it? See, you won't, something comes into existence. Something came to be. You know what I'm saying? They said it and it came to be. You won't come to me. You get it? So now you search in the scriptures, right? And that's a good thing. And you realize that eternal life is somewhere over there. It's a good thing, right? But you got to realize they testify of me, but you won't turn all the way into me. You get it? You won't convert. See, the scriptures made, now watch this. The scripture's not, you're not transforming into him.
Into becoming Christ.
And this is the problem. And not even about getting what you're asking, it's about being and all that's gonna come with it. You get what I'm saying? You remember when Jesus he fed the 5,000? Right. You remember people? Right. He said, Father, I know you always hear me when I pray. Right? And he just started breaking. He didn't ask for nothing. Just bless and break. Thank you. Because he already knows that in his identity is the request. Are y'all understanding me? So now, when he said this, I'm glad you asked that question. It's a good question. When now, search the scriptures. Now it's going to make more sense now. So stop. Look at them. Read them. Go over them. Search some scriptures. Search. Dig in them. Right? For in them you think you have eternal life. And that's okay. I'm not saying it's wrong for you to think that. He said, and they are they which testify of. They're talking about me. Scripture's talking about me. They're not talking about what you should do. They're talking about who. See, because here's how you fix. Here's where we're in trouble. Y'all ready? Here's where we're in trouble. Here's why it takes. You ever been believing God for something and take a long time? Huh? Here's why. Here's why we're in trouble. Here's why it takes so long. Because we're working backwards. Again, we change the perspective. We're working backwards. We're so busy talking about how to do something so that we can have something that we don't be something. And the being is the source for all that. So if you be something, you're automatically going to do it. You get it? If I really be something, then my doing will work out of my being. And my having will just be a result of my being. All right. You get it? So now, this is what I've been saying, and I love this. This is about identity and about being. That's the context. See, Jesus is those scriptures without becoming him, right, will kill you. Null and void. They will not, it won't happen. You might luck up on some things after 30 years. Right, or 20 years of praying, you might trip up on it. Right, it might be because somebody heard you praying and just did it for you. Right, but the whole thing context. I love this. It's context. The context. So now that scripture, John 5:39, and you go down to verse 40. 40 is the context for the scripture. Jesus said, in the 39, they testify of me. That's context. But you won't come all the way to me. You won't become like me. You won't become me. I'm telling you that they telling you about me. Not to come to me to get me to do something for you. You remember Mark 11:22, he said, have faith in God. Because they was all talking about, he cursed the fig tree, right? Then verse 23, he's talking about moving the mountain. He said, if you say to the mountain, be thou removed. If you say it. He didn't say call me to move it. Transform into Christ. And so now you got the works that I do.
And you should do also and greater.
Yes. But I can't, but you can't do those until I've turned into Christ. You get it? So now, beautiful. So now when I can do what? I can do how many things? How? Through Christ, right? Whose strength is who? So now Christ is actually in you, strengthening you. As you. Look, forget your name for a quick second. What's your name? Say your name. Say your name real loud. Okay, forget that real quick. What's your last name? Say your last name. Okay, forget that. I'm so scared of all that. Forget that. All the stuff that been stuck with you all the time. I don't need you to think about that right now. The context is Jesus. The context is Christ. That's you. So when you're looking, that's why I ask people, why are we everywhere else but the Gospels? Why are we studying everything else but the Gospels? Why are we all, I don't have anything against any other scripture, but what I'm saying is the Gospels, it's almost like this. What color was Jesus' words? What color is your blood? Without the red, ain't no life. And it's on the inside. Why are the Gospels on the inside of the letters from Paul and the Old Testament? It's right on the. Ain't no red, ain't no. Y'all know that. Listen, ain't no red, ain't no. You ain't, everybody got some red bleeding in them, right? Flowing. That's a life source. Yeah. Do y'all get what I'm saying? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are. No, they're not. He didn't say they are rules and regiment. All right. He didn't say they are ways and instructions. Right, it started off that way. When I was a child, it started off that way. I had to be given instructions on how to take care of myself and how to look out for myself and how to do certain things, hygiene wise. I had to be given instructions because I wasn't instructed until I began to grow and realize it's a way of life, and now nobody got to call me and tell me to do this. The child, even though he an heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing but a servant. Though he be Lord of all, but as an intuitive the governor tell the appointed time of the Father. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So now when you take these scriptures, they are turning you into Christ. Now, you're already Christ. Greater is he that is well. He's already in you. Listen, Christ's in you, the hope of glory. It's already in you. If all of that is already in you, then what's going on out here? Why we get scared? Why we fearful? Why are we like this? Because maybe I'm not taking the context. I believe Paul said it again. He said, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. What is he saying? Paul is saying, listen, I'm going to preach to you, but you better take what I preach back to them gospels. All day long. You better take what I said and go back to Jesus. I was reading a scripture yesterday, and God bless Paul. Paul didn't have the gospels. He didn't like the Bible y'all got, they didn't have that. You know, you say, this book of law, right? Like, that wasn't your Bible. I know we quote it like that, but that's not what it was. They didn't have all that. That's way up Joshua. There wasn't nothing after that. He just had what was before him. You understand what I'm saying? So now, I'm getting beside myself. I'm going to do that. John chapter 5, 39. We're going to read it again. I'm supposed to go all different places. This is the ultimate context. Come to me. Come to me. Become like me. All those scriptures that you memorize, bring them to me. Come to me. Turn into me. If we don't get that done, then we'll, that's why the letter itself killeth. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? That's why the letter, we're killing ourselves all the day long. We hurting ourselves trying to get something done instead of trying to be the one. You get it? Jesus' message didn't change. Didn't change one bit. You go read all the parables. It didn't change. He kept on telling them who you are and who's your father. Kept on saying that same thing. Kept on telling you how he feels about you. Kept on telling you where you come from. He kept on telling the same thing. He said, and the way you don't know. They said, well, how are we going to know the way? He said, you've been with me. You don't know the way? You ain't seen it? Jesus started saying stuff like, he said, you see me, you see the father. That's a bold statement, boy. That's a killable statement. That's a killable statement right now. I don't care what rank you are. When somebody says, when you see me, you see the Father, you're going to be like, y'all know it. You're like, I don't know, bro. He might be off right now, y'all. Right? That's the same way y'all have felt about Jesus. You'd be like, yeah, we'd have loved him. No, you wouldn't have. I'd have been a disciple. I don't know. I don't know if you'd have been a disciple. A man come up and say, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Come on, see, man, send a bit. Look, you're not going to get there. Get like me. Other than that, you're not going to make it. And then if you don't really dig deep into that statement, it really sounds like he's trying to tell you, well, you can only hold my hand to go to the Father. You get what I'm saying? I'm the only way you're going to get there. Well, how are we going to get in? Because I ain't with you all the time. You get what I'm saying? Like, those thoughts. And he was talking about something much deeper than you understood. So Christ is the ultimate context. This is what I was about to say. I'm over there reading. And God bless Paul. I was about to say I lost my thought earlier. But I was reading, I read a scripture in Corinthians, and he started talking about marriage and different things of that nature. But then he starts off and says, I don't have a commandment from God concerning this. Right. Then a little bit earlier he starts saying, I speak by permission. All right, what you about to tell me, Paul? You about to give me how you feel about it? Listen, I'm gonna tell you something about the Bible, okay? Okay, you can't be afraid. I'm gonna hold it together. You can't be afraid. I need you to stop being ritualistic or religious. And you can't be afraid to. To pay attention to what it really is. Okay. We took one scripture out. There's one scripture written like this, and one scripture. That was talking about the all scriptures written, you know, under inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Right? There's one scripture in the Bible says that. Mm-hmm. There's one scripture in the Bible says that.
Right.
Jesus didn't say it, but there's one scripture that said it, all right, mm-hmm. in the Bible. And we took that and we was like, oh, well, we gotta do you're not gonna do everything in here. Mm-hmm. Because everything wasn't for you to do. It talks about it in this book. What was man's knowledge about God at the time? Right? Was he ritualistic? Was he traditional? Did he even know himself as a go look in the Old Testament. You're not gonna see Father too much. Go look at it. You're not gonna see Father. Father ain't come on the scene until Jesus started saying it. That's why they was mad at him. You're not gonna see Father. So now we're living estranged. All these years, but does that mean you live estranged now? It's in here. The estranged relationship with God is in here. Does that mean you live that? See, everything outside of Jesus is showing you what you look like outside of Jesus. Remember that. All right, listen to me. Everything that's outside of the red words is showing you what you look like and your result that you're going to get outside of the red words. Are y'all seeing me? So now, sometimes there's a lot of opinion. There's a lot of feeling. Man, so they got some chapters in the Old Testament that we don't go to in church too much, but that'll mess you up. Boy, they got some chapters that will, the Song of Solomon will mess you up. Yeah. Well, don't send your kids to that one. I'm like, Daddy, what is So don't worry about it. Don't worry. We'll talk about it later. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I bring every thought to the obedience of these red words. And I start understanding who was tripping and who wasn't. Solomon, the wisest man in the world, started talking about everything is vanity and vexation. Everything. He said, I did all this work and I've done all these great things, but all of it is vanity and vexation. Because he couldn't. Solomon, I was reading one day and I realized that that's why Jesus made it clear to say a greater than Solomon is here. Because Solomon was so wise, but he could not get across that hump. It's almost like seeing what things should be, but you can't grab it. Solomon was like that for his whole life. So he was so wise, but he never could get across that hump because that price hadn't been paid. Are y'all getting me? That demonstration hadn't been made. So what he had been looking for way back in those days, he was looking for Jesus. It's powerful, man. If we read the Bible like we're supposed to read it, then we'll see what's going on. He was looking for Jesus. So then he gets over there and says, well, everything is vanity and vexation. Now, what you going to start saying, everything vanity and vexation? No, you got a purpose. You got a reason, right? So you bring it to the, and when I bring everything to the obedience of Christ, I realize why he felt that way. I get it. Maybe if I was over there, I probably would have said the same thing. You get it? Maybe if people keep asking me questions about stuff that don't matter to the full purpose, maybe I'm going to give you some opinion too. Who the best player in the NBA? Well, that ain't got nothing to do with purpose, but I'm going to give you my opinion. If we write in the Bible, and right now, what time is it right now? 9:05 on April the 2nd, 9:06, it just changed, 9:06, April the 2nd, right? In Living by the Book class, and this is being written, so everything that I'm saying right now has been written in the Bible, right? And I'm trying to talk to y'all, and I'm talking, look, Jesus, the ultimate context, you know, do y'all have any questions? And then somebody asks me, who's your favorite player in the NBA? You asking for opinion. Because this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with the purpose. And if you go, all right, everybody say context. Come on, say it again, context. See, the Bible, boy, it's fun. It's like fun to read. It's not like a movie, but I'm telling you, if you take the time to read it, then you'll understand what's going on here. So now, Paul at times, not all the time, but at times, begins to give an opinion. You ever heard the statement, and y'all go finish this, ask a stupid question, get a stupid. Right? Ask a stupid question. Straight up. Right? You asking an opinionated question, you get a. So now you asking me stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So then you about to put me off over here. I got one or two choices. I'm either going to tell you, hey, listen, that ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Right? Or I'm going to start talking to you about that and start giving you my opinion. Well, I think LeBron James is da-da-da-da-da. And it has nothing to do with the truth. Who the best player of all time? Ain't no true answer to that. It's all opinion. Y'all get what I'm saying? Paul said, I'd rather you be like me. Nobody asked you what you'd rather. What Jesus said. You get it? But it's so much. Let me tell you something. I'm going to teach y'all something. All right, and this is y'all first year of ministry school, but I'm going to teach y'all something. All right? People are the most amazing creation ever that God has ever made. But they can be the most damnable thing to your life also. Depending on your perspective. Depending on where you're standing. The same one that'll worship you, the same one that'll kill you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. People, we people too, right? Yeah, you, me, can be the greatest thing today and the worst thing tomorrow. Huh? And so, people, here's where you get in trouble. Here's where you get in trouble when you begin to misinterpret the word, you begin to say stuff that's opinionated, whatever. When you begin to people please. Now, it's tricky because what's the greatest commandment in law? Huh? And what's the second one? Love your neighbors, love yourself. So now you're telling me love my people. I got to pray for my enemies. Love those that like love. Do unto them as you had them doing you right. Like, so that's real. What's the first great commandment? Love who? See, Jesus wasn't here. Jesus died for my sins. He died just for me. Theoretically, that's true. Technically, that's true. Down the pipeline of his being and his action, you end up getting exchanged and realize who you really were from that. But he's doing that for the Father. I know he ain't do it for me because, you know what I'm saying? I probably, my request wasn't even that. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? So now pleasing the Father keeps you in the truth. Now I'm seeing now that's ultimate context. This is why Christ was the ultimate context. Because yeah, I only do what my Father tell me to do. I ain't do what y'all people tell me to do. You people gonna get blessed. But I ain't come here for you. Y'all get what I'm saying? I came here for you, but you part of the package. Like it's I'm doing what the Father told me to do. Right. See, the Father loved you that much. Ain't nothing good. Ain't nobody good but the Father. What y'all did y'all not hear me when I said that I ain't doing nothing? What if I, as I hear, I judge. I don't do nothing outside of what he's saying to me. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? So now he's making a clear point that really the ultimate context, what does the Father want? I become the ultimate context. Oh, why do I say, oh, God, 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 oh, God. See, everybody's the word. They a word. The written word is written. Like God, the story been written, right? Lord, but the when you're the context, then when you come in contact with her text changes. Are y'all understanding me? Oh, no, I'm gonna say it again. When you become the living word, when you become the context, I can only become the context because I do my Jesus the context because he do what the Father tells him to do. So he becomes the ultimate context. You too. I'm gonna do my Father tell me to do, right? That's why Jesus said, the works that I do, so you do also. I'm going to do how you do them works, what the Father tell you to do. All right, stop calling me Jesus, 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 Jesus in all your songs. And stop calling me and asking me to come do something when that power is in you to do it. Find out what the Father's saying. When you find out what the Father's saying, you become context in the flesh. And now when you come in contact with somebody's text that may not know their context, it turns into the truth. So now Jesus goes to the blind man, and before he met Jesus, he was blind. After he met Jesus, he was seeing. He changed the story. He changed the text. Are y'all with me? He changed the text. When he meet the woman and she about to get stoned, it was inevitable, it's about to happen. He changed the text. The context got in touch with the text and changed it. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? See, we can go over and over. We call them miracles. That's cool. That's cool. We say it's supernatural. So the word supernatural is not in the Bible. Come on, y'all. Listen to me, what I'm trying to tell you. Let me get on that for a second. That we put, sometimes these words are deferring power. See, it's not supernatural that God is natural. It's his nature. God is super. You too. But if I keep trying to find something supernatural, then you don't know how supernatural you really are. You think that's somewhere else. No, it's been sitting with you the whole time. But if you allow it to become your first nature, you're walking it all the time. But now you got to work it up. I work it up some power. No, you are the power. God said it. He told you that. That's how he sent you. What's inside of you? What spirit on the inside of you? What spirit's on the inside of you? No, stop lying. Stop lying to me. What spirit's on the inside of you? Huh? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. You said it right, but I feel like you're lying. Spirit of God's on the inside of you? No, we lying the way we acting. We lying, going to look for something else. It's all on the inside of you. Context. Are y'all keeping what I'm saying? So I can do what? And this is what I wanted to say. Just slow down with them. See that scripture? Slow down with it for a little while. You don't even need all of them. He come on saying the same thing. You don't even need all of them and to memorize all of them. If you memorize that one, it'll unfold to all of them. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So that one, I can do all that through Christ. I stay there with that thing for a little while to unfold. And watch this. When I want you to memorize it. Like whatever, you memorize scripture, right? Memorize it. But just remember that you're remembering who you are. You remember who Christ is in you. You get it? So slow down. I ain't got nowhere else to go tonight. I got other places to go. We ain't gonna go there right. We're gonna stay right here for a second. And when you memorize these scriptures, in your meditation time, what you meditating on? You ever thought about that? Like, what am I meditating? Where's my mind really going? How do I meditate on the scripture? Right? Looking unto Jesus. The writer, he wrote you. He's the author of who you are and the finisher. And it is already finished. So my meditation time is I'm really looking at this, whatever I'm looking at, to see Christ in me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is the context. So slow down, calm down. Calm down a little bit. Stop rushing through. Stop rushing and trying to conquer something. Conquer that chapter. Conquer the scripture. No, stop. Context. Find out what it's telling you. Who it's telling you are. You don't need a whole lot of them. You don't need a whole 3-4 chapters and memorize those and hustle and try to memorize those. No, just calm. Give me another scripture. Come on. Give me another scripture you memorize. Go. Come on, give me another one. Y'all don't got no more. I know y'all got some more. Like, I don't say mine, I might miss a word. I ain't ask you what the word you meant. Huh? You know that. You memorize it, right? Right? Now, does it bring up in your memory? And that statement is a simple statement. Listen to what it's saying. Christ will? If I'm saying it to you, what I'm telling you is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ in you, and it's the hope that you give God. You get it? That's Christ where? In who? No. You? Christ, he in you. Christ is in you. Calm down. I'm thinking on that for a minute. Selah. Let me teach y'all something. I'm going to teach two things. One, if you calm down and just take that one. Right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Just take and let that be your meditation tomorrow morning. Don't get up, start rattling off in tongues. You know, trying to get your tongues in before you get out the door. That's why you're laughing, because you know you be doing it. You rattle off tongue like a machine gun. Bang, bang. You already, then you get the ducking. Somebody ducking. What's going on, right? Calm down, calm down, calm down. Everybody breathe in, breathe out. Everybody breathe in. Come on, breathe out. Everybody say, calm down. Hey, say, self, calm down. Come on, self, calm down. Come on, say, self, Jesus told me it's easy. Come on, say it again. Jesus told me it's easy. Jesus told me it's light. Because he said it, didn't he? Everybody say, calm down, self.
Calm down.
Stop. Stop, it ain't working. Anybody gonna tell you it ain't working? You machine gun. Stop for a second. Don't go read. Sometimes you ain't got to read all them devotionals. I need to make something like a devotional. I want to make something like a I am you all. Like a I'm trying to, it's something, like something that you read and tell you who you are. You're trying to devote yourself to something. No, you are. Every time, and I understand there's been, people have said this, but every time that I'm trying to do something for, I'm putting myself in the place of a servant and not a son. See, I moved. I moved. In my particular life, I moved. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. In my particular life, I moved and I transitioned in my understanding about my identity. All right, and I'm going to show you physically, okay? Physically, spiritually, but in my particular life, I'm a Thompson. My father's name is Leroy Thompson. I'm Montrell Thompson. My father's a pastor. He's an apostle, but you know, I've been through all the stages, right? So I grew up understanding servanthood, right? So I was doing the things that I was instructed to do. If I was given instructions, I followed them, and I still do. That's what I'm trying to say, because it's a part of it. And I was doing that, but sometimes I didn't quite know what I was doing. I was saying a thing, but I didn't quite know, but I trusted my father, right? And so it began with the instructions. But the instructions built construction on the inside of me. And it started breaking down. And Jeremiah, go read Jeremiah, so I'll tell you about pulling down and tearing down and rooting up. You know what I'm saying? Then it says the build and the plant. You go read it in Jeremiah chapter 1. But I had to start breaking some things down. It was breaking some stuff down in me that was Iranian. That was an error, right? Not that I was doing anything wrong. It's just wrong concepts. And the instructions went from instructions to now I was actually being that. So now I am no longer trying to get something done for apostle, but I'm trying to do it as apostle. I'm doing it as him. You get it? Now I'm not just serving. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. Now I'm not just serving. What's the word I want to use? Now I'm not just serving. I don't want to say just ministry. Now I'm not just serving his ministry, but I'm ministering. Like, I'm a son now, so I get it. So we be the same. I know I'm not apostle. But we be the same. There are times, because I changed. My context changed. And so now there were times, I remember he called me last week before last, and he said, you need to start listening to this CD, because it was something that he was about to start talking about. And I had picked it up 2 days before that, not even knowing what was going on. Because I'm functioning as you now. I'm not functioning for you. I'm functioning as you. So now we walk around the same. So I feel like if he had to send me somewhere, then I'll be there just like he's there. Well, God. Now, come on. Come on, you and God. Come on, you and God. You and do y'all understand what I'm saying? Because now I'm no longer serving. I'm a son. Now, inside of sonship is servanthood. But inside of servanthood ain't always sonship. Just because you're serving don't mean you know that you're running it. Just because you passed out the power don't mean you know you got the power. Watch this. Just because you passed out the power don't mean you know you are the power. You get it? Context. Got to be revealed. Context. Are you understand what I'm saying? So look, you don't got to do all these things. I'm not knocking your devotion. I know you. That's your thing. Go ahead. Keep reading. All right. Is Christ, what? Where is Christ? Great is he that is well. Jesus said, the works that I do, what? You're going to do also a great. Just sit down. Sit down that one. Sit down that one. Don't go nowhere else. Like that one fix all the other stuff you're going to. All right. Jesus said, the works that I do, you're going to do the same thing and greater ones because I go into the Father. What's outside of that? What is that you praying for that's outside of that? What is that you're trying to be that's outside of that? What is that you're trying to accomplish? It's Jesus. Calm down. You get it? So now Jesus, they got four gospels of the same account. It's different accounts of the same story. Why we need four of them, a different one? Because it's just kind of pound the same idea into your mind. Why he got to get his parable and then he say the other and it sounds just the same way. Why Jesus had to say a parable to the disciples and they still didn't understand, so he said the parable over again almost the same way and switched a few words. Because he's pounding the same thought. You really don't need to go nowhere else. How long you took time with that scripture? Christ in you, hope of glory. Take it tomorrow, and meditate tomorrow, and then meditate the day after that too. Don't meditate nothing else. Where's that? Don't meditate nothing else. I'm not saying I don't need it. But what I'm about to say is, Proverbs can't hold water to what the red words say. And then Proverbs keep on saying, my son, attend to my words. And they keep on saying, my son, you can't be no son without knowing what them. Everybody say self. Calm down. No machine gun tongues tomorrow morning. All right, see, he'll be shooting, jabbing me, ducking. Stop, chill. Stop, right? Meditate now, watch how things change. Watch how much change, watch how your actions change. Got it? We got a call in the morning. Did you see the group? Come on, you come over there.